Minnesota Golden Gophers trying to get the regular season sweep. Badgers have won the last five meetings with Minnesota, but there have been some close ones. A one-pointer here last February and a three-point win in January of this year, a couple of months ago, against the Minnesota Gophers. Badgers trying to get their ninth Big Ten win, their 17th overall, and still trying to keep some hopes alive heading into the first the Big Ten tournament and then hopefully something good after that. They know they will be taking on Ohio State on Wednesday at 5:30 at the United Center in Chicago. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Stick around. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Lion Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-4255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 8 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy tonight with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Lows level off around 32. Winds out of the east 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation again tomorrow 36. Tomorrow night lows around 23. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Back at Williams Arena, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard, the annual question about the slide-offs. I thought your director of operations was pretty good today. In terms of if you're grading slide-off from this elevated floor, would he be
for
the
non, for non-player personnel? Yeah, that was pretty good. Come out of the stands, be cold, out of the bullpen cold. No warm-up time, just to run out and do it. Yeah, he did do, which is great to see the team's reaction, most importantly, because obviously everybody plays an important role in this whole operation, and you know, Mark does a phenomenal job in what he does, and our players understand that and all the things he does and how he tries to help them.
We've mentioned it many times, including after the game against Purdue, about the way you're guys react, everything, the chatter, the eagerness to get on the floor, even a shoot around today. You know, guys are talkative, bouncing around to the music. Never has been an issue.
No, it hasn't. I mean, this group has been resilient. I've used that. I've probably worn out that word in terms of, but I think you just look at, you know, not only our league, but you look across college basketball. If you don't have some resiliency to you, you're going to have a really hard time, because it's you have to turn the page quickly, whether it's good or bad or anything in between, and knowing that you have to prepare for the next one. And this group has done a really good job of handling everything that's come at them in terms of the response that they've always given us in practice. And obviously you saw shoot around today, but practice has been the same too. So that's a good sign that this group is continuing to keep moving forward.
It's easy for me, or maybe a lot of people, to fall into recency bias. We've talked dozens of times about the league and the competitive nature, but when you look at even today, going into the day, there was so much undecided. And it's just been another one of those crazy days. I don't know if it's been the craziest, but I've got to think it's on the short list, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the watch the end of those games, specifically Penn State, Maryland, how Penn State came from, what, a 30-14 run, and shocker there, a missed block out ends up costing Maryland. We've seen that story before. But, no, I mean, even, you know, Nebraska going in and coming from behind to beat Iowa. I mean, it's just I think as we speak here, Michigan's come from behind to take the lead on Indiana. So it's just there's a lot of parity. I think the biggest thing is the consistency that Purdue played with or has played with has set them apart. The rest of us, we've all had our bouts with inconsistency, some more than others, but I think that's why there's such a log jam there from, you know, second or third all the way down to 12th or 13th or 12th specifically. There's only two games separate those 9-10 spots, and I think a big part of it is just the inconsistency at times that teams have gone through. Why? I don't know. I don't have an exact answer. I have some theories on it in terms of the constant movement of rosters and trying to establish something, but Purdue's been the most consistent, obviously, and they got what they, you know, they've earned the right to be the Big Ten champs.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers in Minnesota, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Day sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Badgers and Gophers first meeting a couple of months ago. One of those, I'd say down to the wire games, but you're all down to the wire, it seems like. What jumped out to you? I know they are where they are in the standings, but I also know they got some talent.
Yeah, I mean, you watched go through games. Obviously, we haven't played anywhere in 2 months. I think they were the first game back after the break around the holidays, and it's a game Tyler got hurt in. So, you know, I think you always look at, you know, Dawson Garcia and Jamison Battle jump off the page in terms of what they've done. And I think much like a lot of teams in this league, they've gone through both those guys have been hurt, and now that they're back, you see them playing a little bit better and more consistent. They're young, too. You know, you're starting you know, Ola Joseph is a freshman, and, you know, Henley is a freshman, and Carrington has given him, you know, some big shot-making ability as a freshman, and obviously Pharrell Payne has been a load inside and has gotten better. You know, just watching him from 2 months ago, you know, they're going to him more, and I think also Garcia is starting to play like probably everybody envisioned. You know, he's more consistent and has, I think, adapted a little bit to the physicalness of the Big Ten. So they're a team that, you know, two guys can really score it, and then they've got a lot of other good pieces around those too.
I was just going to ask you about Payne. You answered in large part because you see the physical presence that he is, but more and more you're just seeing the overall skill set too.
Yeah, I think he's just demanding the ball more. They've changed kind of how they're playing a little bit, right, to play in the paint a little bit more, specifically with Garcia and with Payne. So I think that's, you know, been the shift that we've seen a little bit of what they've tried to do. And they still got guys running around the perimeter battle, making plays with the ball, and they hit big shots. You know, their comeback here against Rutgers, you know, earlier this week was, you know, much like Iowa against Michigan State. You know, everything went right for Minnesota and everything went wrong for Rutgers, and that's why you play the whole 40 minutes.
You said over and over the three-pointer can be the great equalizer, and we have seen some shining examples of that. Right?
Yeah, it is. And it creates momentum. You know, you get going, especially at home. You play off the energy of the crowd. And like I said, you get the other team to have a mistake or two. I think Rutgers had a turnover against pressure, missed one free throw. And the next thing you know, Battle has a look at a game-winning three, which he knocked down. So it's great for all the fans and everybody watching it, Matt. I still want to get that NIL deal with Tums, you know. But you know, we've had to continue to move forward and play possession by possession, knowing that it's going to be an extremely competitive game.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard coming up. Our look around the Big Ten, presented by Exact Sciences. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
We continue with the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Time to check out the Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. I don't know how good the Big Ten is, but there's a lot of drama, and there's been a ton of it today. It's gone final a few minutes ago in overtime. Indiana defeats Michigan 75-73. But, Mike, the news for the Badgers' interest came earlier today with Penn State rallying to beat Maryland. And then Nebraska on the road taking down Iowa. Pretty impressive in both cases there.
This has really been a snapshot of the entire season for this league. Some outrageous comebacks, some clutch play, and some not-so-hot play down the stretch has made the difference in so many different venues this year. I guess we should expect no less. Probably we'll have that type of game here tonight between the Gophers and the Badgers. But if there was one thing that stood out to you, what would it be out of all the games, all the outcomes today?
You know, the one that stood out, even though like the Badgers needed Penn State to lose to try to wiggle out of Wednesday, but to me, Nebraska, it's finishing kick again. We saw it last year, unfortunately up close from the Badgers' perspective. But I look at what Fred Hoiberg's team has done. They tried to reshape this year being more defensive-oriented. They lose two key cogs in that lineup, and then they pick up their scoring ability. Keisei Tominaga obviously became a star, particularly the way he went off in February. I just really am impressed at how Nebraska is able to, you know, turn around its season. And it's trying to, you know, it's assured of at least a 500 record now. It's a game over 500 heading into the Big Ten tournament. And for a program like Nebraska, if it could get into the NIT, I think that'd be kind of a big deal.
I would agree with you. Nebraska had four different players in double figures today, which they needed to overcome. Patrick McCaffrey had 23 and Chris Murray, who had 22. I'll cite one other example from today I think is significant for Purdue. Brandon Newman, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 0 turnovers in 34 minutes.
Yeah, they aren't shooting the three very well, and that's one thing that would worry me about Purdue. And I don't know, as Patrigas and I were talking about this, I don't know who really to trust in the Big Ten to make a run. I'd like to think Purdue could. I would like to think Indiana could. It won a big one today. It won a big one in West Lafayette, and in between got drilled at home by 20 against Iowa. So I'm not really sure who to trust.
No, I also agree with that. I mean, we've seen just this inconsistency from so many teams, especially when they go on the road. We haven't seen any killers on the road consistently this year.
And that, you know, I was Maryland. Maryland won two road games throughout the course of the regular season. Was in control at Penn State until it wasn't. And then Cameron Winter gets the big putback with half a second left, and that allows the Nittany Lions to avoid playing on Wednesday, and that forces Wisconsin to be playing on Wednesday. That is your look around the Big Ten, presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run down our Nissan keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and the Gophers. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and 650 certified service centers. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, when it comes to friendly, professional service, name-brand product availability, and everyday low prices, we've got you covered. Quality, product, service, and the auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. Now that's your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. And thank you for shopping locally.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would put in calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Back at the barn, time for our Nissan keys to the game. Well, since Jamison Battle went off late against Rutgers, hitting three threes in the last minute or so en route to a six-triple game against Rutgers, you know, Max Klesman will draw it, and then who? It remains to be seen, but this guy's been going at a pretty good clip here of late, so try to keep him a little bit in control if you can.
And when you look at the Gophers, it's Jamison Battle, it's Dawson Garcia. That's a heck of a 1-2 punch with someone who can get him the ball in Talon Cooper. What do you have, 11 assists, zero turnovers in the last game?
Yep, but he averages six assists per game, so that's third best in the Big Ten. And this is going to be, this is the old barn, back in the day. This place used to really rock. Minnesota's won two conference games. It's Sunday night. There will be a fair amount of Badger fans here, I think, relatively speaking, but there will be a fair amount of empty chairs here, too. And this game, Mike, has no bearing on the conference standings. But if you're Wisconsin, you really have to blow by that. You can't take a bad loss here. And this would be a bad loss if they can't get through Minnesota, because they do have an opportunity on Wednesday. Ohio State's a 13th team in the Big Ten, but it's a quad two opponent, so that will matter. So you want to feel good about yourself heading into Chicago in a few days.
Doesn't this feel like so many conversations we've had over the years, whether it be a football coach or a basketball coach, that it often comes down to want to? That's a hyphenated two words, want to. How much do you want to come out here and play tonight? Knowing what's still on the line, I think that could be the determining factor between these two teams. So let's see early on who wins those 50-50s.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, and Greg Gardner and I have talked about it, you and I have, I think that with this team, effort has never been an issue. Execution, yes. Shot making, yes. But it'll be tested a little bit here today. But it's also a homecoming for guys like Stephen Crowell and Tyler Wall. So they'll be excited to be out there here tonight. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody good to go. That includes Marcus Ilver, who was not available on Thursday night. He was involved in an auto accident last Monday and was a little bit shaken, not so much physically, but it wasn't your typical fender bender. Very fortunate to come away without physical injury, but needed a couple days to gather. But he's back up and running. Everybody good to go here tonight for Greg Gard's team, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, Ben Johnson in his second year at the helm. He's a local guy, a standout at De La Salle High School here in Minneapolis, the 42-year-old former Gopher player, the youngest head coach in the Big Ten Conference, and one of four alums to be Big Ten head coaches currently, joining Matt Painter, Juwan Howard, and of course Mike Woodson. And the starting five for Ben Johnson up front, he will have Joshua Ola-Joseph, 6'7 freshman out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, averaging about 7.5 points, nearly three rebounds a game. Jamison Battle, 6'7 junior from Robbinsdale, Minnesota, 13 points, 3.7 rebounds per. Dawson Garcia, 6'11 sophomore from Savage, Minnesota, 15.5 points, 7 rebounds, a couple of assists per game. Garcia averaging 17.9 per over his last five. Backcourt tandem, Jaden Henley, 6'7 freshman from Ontario, California, 5 points, 2.5 rebounds. And Talon Cooper, 6'4 junior from Roebuck, South Carolina, the Morehead State transfer, averaging about 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists per game. That is third in the Big Ten Conference. For the Wisconsin Badgers, eighth-year head coach Greg Gard, his starting five, same as usual. He'll have Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior from Lakeville, Minnesota, 11.6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 11.7 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game, three guard alignment. Max Klesmet, 6'3 junior from Nina, 8.3 points, 2.5 assists per game. Connor Resegian, 6'4 freshman from Fort Wayne, at 12 points, 3.5 boards. And Chucky Hepburn, the 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12 points, 3 rebounds, about 3 assists per game. Wisconsin leads the series through the years. It's close, much like football, 106-104. But since 1999, it's been much more in favor of the Badgers, 34-9. They have won the last five meetings, although there have been some close encounters, a three-pointer against the Gophers, the Kohl Center, 2 months ago, and the Badgers were able to sneak out of Dodge, a one-point winner here at the Barn last February. So it's gone Wisconsin's way, but it has not been easy, and this season really what has been easy for the Wisconsin Badgers. Those are your starting lineups and then some, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers to wrap up this Big Ten regular season. The opening tip-off presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod Tough Curls and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk.
Worst of the free throw line, and the layup, and traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you, and good night.
throws left side. Pick up ball. It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
From Williams Arena in Minneapolis, alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Ted Krause back in our network studio. This is Matt LaFay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. We welcome you to the regular season finale as the 16-13 Badgers, 8-11 in Big Ten play, taking on Ben Johnson and the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 8-20 in conference play, 2-16 in conference play, 8-20 overall, but coming off a rousing comeback a few nights ago, down 10 with 75 seconds left against Rutgers, only to rally to win it. Jamison Battle hitting a three at the buzzer. And now, Mike, see if the Badgers can end on a good note. They've taken one gut punch after another here lately, and see if they can give themselves something to feel good about heading on to Chicago in a few days.
And the one thing they can feel good about looking back on that first meeting with the Gophers was their ability to turn over Minnesota. I mean, that was the key category in that game. 21-5 in points from turnovers for Wisconsin. The Gophers had 20 turnovers overall, 6 each by Battle and Cooper. As you would expect in a high turnover game, the Badgers had their season high in steals with 13, led by Chucky Hepburn with 5.
Who had that fifth one coming in the final seconds when Minnesota was trying to get down the floor to tie the game and send it into overtime. But the Badgers were able to hold them off and get out with that 3-point victory. One of 19 games this season for the Badgers that have gone right down to the wire in regulation. Exactly 17 have ended up being separated by 5 points or less. Two others went into overtime and got outside of that win total or that point total. But it's just been that kind of a season once again for the Wisconsin Badgers. We will have our tip coming up in a couple of minutes, but first, coming up here at the Barn Williams Arena, we will have the singing of our national anthem as the Badgers and Gophers get set to hook up here in the Twin Cities. Update you on what happened earlier today in the Big Ten Conference. Penn State rallied from being down 16 at one point, 15 into the second half. But the Nittany Lions get a Cameron Winter putback with a half a second left to get by Maryland, 65-64. The Big Ten champion Purdue Boilermakers held off an Illinois rally as Matt Painter's team ends up 15-5 in the league. That was Wisconsin and Illinois' record last year, 76-71. Purdue a winner. Nebraska on the road, an 81-77 victory against Iowa. And Indiana in overtime got past Michigan, 75-73. That's a big hit for the Wolverines. They, too, are trying to build an NCAA tournament resume. Rutgers and Northwestern about the tip-off, and obviously the same here with the Badgers and Minnesota.
Matt, you mentioned last year's game here in the Barn, a one-point victory for the Badgers. In that game, Johnny Davis fouled out, and it was Jordan Davis who stepped into the spotlight late made a couple of big plays, wound up making all three of his shots from the field, finished with 7 points. Stephen Crowell had 20 points and 7 boards in the victory for Wisconsin. Meanwhile, only 2 Gophers who saw action in that game are still on the active roster. That gives you an idea of the turnover here at Minnesota.
Yeah, they have, and they've noted it in their game notes. Four freshmen playing 20 plus minutes a game. It's a team that's trying to build here, and we've talked about Wisconsin, with injuries to Tyler Wall and Max Klesman. Chucky Hepburn has obviously missed portions of games as well. Minnesota's been dealing with it throughout the course of the season. Jamison Battle missing some early games with a foot injury. Dawson Garcia has gone through a 5-game stretch. Braden Carrington he's been out 7 games. He was actually injured late in the game against Rutgers a few nights ago. So they've had their share of hits. Neither team is deep. I don't know how many teams are, quite frankly, in college basketball, but the lack of depth has hurt both of these programs this season.
Well, Crowell has definitely played well against the Gophers in each of the last 2 games. We mentioned last year here with 20-7. He had 17-5 in Madison earlier this season. And I'm sure he's just relieved to get away from the Giant and the type of defense he saw against Purdue. There was a great picture in the Wisconsin State Journal the morning after of Stephen Crowell surrounded by 3 defenders. It was Smith to one side, it was Lawyer to another, and then there was the Giant, Edie. And then you wonder why he only scored 2 points and couldn't really see the rim from any place near the paint. It was the kind of coverage that Purdue threw on him.
Yeah, and we mentioned it on Thursday. That's a difference with Purdue. It's a better defensive team than it was last year. I will say this, while not 7-5 or 7-4, when Pharrell Payne comes off the bench, you can't help but notice him. They list him at 6'9", at 255. I definitely believe the 255, and it's rock solid. And Greg Gard was talking about him in his pregame interview, is he's gotten better. They've featured him a little bit more when he's been out there offensively. They're not afraid to throw it to him on the block, and he could get some things done. And he comes off the bench, and he'll get you 8 points, 5 rebounds. It turns in some pretty good work. They've got some promise here with this Minnesota program.
I mean, Payne has been really productive, double figures in 5 of the last 7, coming off a double-double against Rutgers with 15 and 10. And you see that he's still raw, but has so much promise in the finesse that he shows for a big.
All right, we are about set to go. Doug Sermons, Rob Kuhneman, and Bert Smith are your officials. And actually, for a Sunday night game that has no bearings on the standings, it's not a bad crowd here tonight. Pretty good Wisconsin contingent. Student section is light for Minnesota, but I think it will have a fair amount of noise. It's a rivalry, I've been told, through the years between Wisconsin and Minnesota. They always say throw out the records, so this will be fun here tonight. Good way to close the regular season, Wisconsin and Minnesota here at the Barn.
I've never looked at this venue as far as how many people are in it, because it gets loud no matter how many come through the turnstile because of the acoustics and just the, I guess, the age of this place.
I remember coming in here my first few years in this gig. Clem Haskins had it going, and this place rocked. And it's like, the field house where the former home of Wisconsin basketball. The volleyball folks would tell you, I'm sure, now. The basketball guys, once they got it going, your ears would be ringing leaving that building. It was a similar feel here when they had it cranked up. Dawson Garcia and Stephen Crowell ready to jump center. Stop number 3 for Garcia. The former Marquette Golden Eagle was with North Carolina and left the Tar Heels last year at the mid-portion of the season.
It seems like forever ago he was the leading scorer at Marquette, averaged 13 points as a freshman.
All-freshman Big East member, as a matter of fact, was Garcia. We wait for our friends in the television network to give us the go-ahead, and we are set to go. This is where the Badgers beat Minnesota a couple of months ago. That got Wisconsin to 3-0. That was also the game Tyler Wall was injured. Toss and tap will belong to the Badgers. From our vantage point, Wisconsin will move to our right, and we are underway here at the Barn. Minnesota straight up defensively. Connor Esegin against Jaden Henley goes into Max Klesman. He's with Battle out to Esegin. Left wing 3 in the air is good. And Esegin wasting no time getting into the scoring column. It's 3-0 Wisconsin. Minnesota will move to our left in Talon Cooper against Chucky Hepburn. A bounce to Jaden Henley. He's with Asijan. Henley now drives the lane. Pushes it up right hand. No good. Asijan the rebound for Wisconsin. Connor up the floor, left sideline. He'll feed Klusman left corner. A bounce to Crow in the lane. One dribble up in traffic. Bricked it. Got his own rebound. Went up. Got knocked away. Joshua Ola-Joseph comes down with it for Minnesota. And here's Talon Cooper. Averages half a dozen assists per game. Works off a couple of screens. Throws a Jamison Battle. He's with Klusman. Turns it to Henley left point. Bounce pass Garcia left corner with Crow on him. Now Henley against Asijan takes him on. Drives to the rim. Layup good. Henley is not shy in testing Connor Asijan. He's done it in the first couple of possessions. Makes good there. It's 3-2 Wisconsin. A minute 10 gone by. With the ball is Crow. He'll throw to Wall. Leaves it for Hepburn against Cooper. Lobs it inside. Crow catches. Low on the right. He's with Ola-Joseph. Garcia digging. Crow backing. Right block. Turns. Goes up and in off the window. And it's 5-2 Wisconsin.
Really good job by Crow after the catch. Gathering himself to get a balanced shot.
Size advantage there with Ola-Joseph for Crow. With the ball is Talon Cooper outside left against Chucky Hepburn. Cooper kills the dribble. Gets it to Henley between the circles. Henley again drives on a siege in right lane line. Pushed it up and it in off the glass. Henley averages five a game, but there's a matchup he likes and he's going to work early. 5-4 Wisconsin, a minute 50 gone by. Max Klusman out front. He is with Jamison Battle. Bounces it to Crow, left of the lane against Ola-Joseph. Backing is Crow, mid-post left. Turns up right hand, back rimming in for Crow. And Ola-Joseph listed at 6'7". And the 7-footer Crow is able to go to work. 7-4 Wisconsin. 2:10 gone by. Henley against Asijan. Connor trying to dig in. Bounce pass to Talon Cooper, top of the circle. Leaves it for Dawson Garcia. Garcia at the top of the ring. Now a long two in the air over Crow. And that thuds off the back rim and falls through for Garcia. 7-6 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes gone by. Max Klusman up top for Wisconsin. He'll throw a Wall left of the circle. Garcia's on Tyler. Now it's Crow against Ola-Joseph. Hand off to Hepburn. Chucky circles top of the arc. Feeds Wall. Tyler off the right wing in the lane. Backs on Garcia. Draws a double now as Ola-Joseph helping out. Almost walk. Feeds Crow. Low on the right. Goes up. No. Got his own tip. Yes. Crow following his own miss. It's 9-6 Wisconsin.
Pretty good save by Wall on that fumbled basketball getting it to Crow. There's no matchup for Crow right now on the floor.
3 minutes gone by. With the ball is Talon Cooper at the top. He'll throw to Jamison Battle. Back to Cooper. Tries a three right side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. Out to Klusman. 9-6 Wisconsin. 3:15 gone by. A little crossover from Asijan. Mid-range jumper, left foul line extended. No good. Talon Cooper the rebound for the Gophers. Minnesota moving to our left here in the first half as we view it. Cooper off the screen from Garcia and Battle. Stops left of the circle. He'll throw to Battle between the arcs. Jamison Battle drifting to the right side. Hepburn trying to bother him and instead fouled him, and there's the game's first foul. 3.5 minutes gone by. It's 9-6 Wisconsin.
The key with Battle is the early shots. If he gets a few to drop, the confidence is bolstered.
And he got him going late against Rutgers earlier this week. Here's Talon Cooper throwing to Ola-Joseph. Flips it back to Cooper off the Garcia screen. He'll toss it back to Dawson Garcia. Drives left of the lane. Inside feed. Bobbled Ola-Joseph. It rolls back out to Cooper. Three to shoot. Battle will. Right side three. Bangs off the rim. No good. Long rebound to Max Klusman. About 4 minutes in. 9-6 Wisconsin. Klusman high on the right. Working against Battle. Kicks it to Hepper. He'll snap off a three. Right corner. That glanced off the rim. No good. Battle clears for the Gophers. A little more than 4 minutes gone by. 9-6 Wisconsin leading Minnesota. Talon Cooper throwing a Battle between the arcs. Leaves it for Jaden Henley. Flips it to Cooper up top. Garcia sets the screen. Cooper will use it. Hepburn works over it and now trying to go over that screen. Hepburn, he runs over Garcia. And Chucky Hepburn has just picked up two early fouls for Wisconsin. We hit the first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 15:40 left in the first half. Wisconsin 9, Minnesota 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Weather Armor Windshield Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. They provide less streaking, better driving visibility, and clear wipe performance throughout any season. Rain-X Wiper Blades are available in assorted sizes, so you can find the right fit for your windshield. Get 11% off all Rain-X Wiper Blades at Menards. Good through March 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gave a thing without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Chucky Hepburn, two early fouls. 15:40 left in the first half. Wisconsin 9, Minnesota 6.
Early trends, Jaden Henley driving the basketball against the siege on each of the first three possessions. Henley had a key basket in that rally against Rutgers late in that ball game off of a couple of misses. The other trend is that Oleg Joseph was having trouble containing Crowell. Now you're seeing Pharrell Payne on the floor. A little bit different, a little bit better, stronger than Oleg Joseph.
Well, he's a man, Pharrell Payne. Very strong. And Carter Gilmore is with them right now, along with Jordan Davis. The CJ Klesman Wall rounding out the five. With the ball is Talon Cooper as we resume play here at the barn. It's to Dawson Garcia into the left corner. He'll throw it back to Cooper against Davis. Cooper high on the left. Garcia, the screen, pops out top of the circle. Snaps off a three straight away. Good. Garcia, 33% from long range. Hits that over Wall. We're tied at 9. 15-18 left of the first half. Klesman throwing to Davis, high on the right. A pass for Carter Gilmore at the top of the circle. He's with Pharrell Payne, feeds a Sejan on the dribble. Down the lane, scoops it up with the right hand, good. A Sejan with 5, 11-9 Wisconsin. Connor Sejan averaging 15 a game over his last five outings. Had just 8 against Purdue. Boilermakers made life tough as they can defensively and any number of good offensive threats. With the ball's Garcia, right point. Inside feed for Payne. Knocked away Gilmore into the hands of Klesman. Carter Gilmore with the defense. And here's Max up the middle. Stops top of the circle. Thinking about it against Jamison Battle. Instead throws to Gilmore. Left foul line extended. Inside the Wall. Left block against Garcia. Wall backing. Left shoulder turn up right hand. Good off the glass. First points for Tyler Wall. 13-9 Wisconsin. 14:25 left of the break. And Talon Cooper brings it up, walks it through the midcourt logo. Jordan Davis will wait for him between the arcs. Bounce pass to Payne off the right block. Back to the basket against Carter Gilmore. Payne leads it for Cooper. Drifts to the right side. Throws it to Battle, top of the key. Inside Payne, low on the right, up and in. Terrell Payne got the seal, got the bucket. 13-11 Wisconsin.
Nice pass from the top of the key by Battle.
It was. 14 minutes left of the first half. Wall left of the circle. Throws to Klesman. Dribbles off the left wing. Slips at the Wall. Left block against Garcia. Tyler backing again. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Good again. Tyler Wall doing a little work in the paint. 15-11 Wisconsin, 13:43 left in the first half.
Wall, Garcia, Battle all played a lot of AAU basketball together.
Jamison Battle between the circles. Battle on the right-hand dribble. Leaves it for Talon Cooper off the Payne screen. Cooper dribble drive left lane line. He throws it up, missed it. He was bumped by Carter Gilmore, it looked like. And that will be the first on Gilmore. And the third team foul against Wisconsin. Gophers have yet to commit. And Talon Cooper goes to the free throw line, 59%. The Gophers overall this season are the worst free throw shooting team in the country. In Big Ten games only, a little better than that. Actually, the Badgers sit at the bottom in Big Ten games only. Cooper hits the first free throw.
He was a good pickup out of the transfer portal 3 years at Morehead State.
Yeah, averaged about 10 points a game last year, about six assists. 95 games, starting more than half of those. Averaging 10, 4, and 6 dimes a game. Second free throw, too long, no good. Jordan Davis, the rebound. 15-12, Wisconsin, with 13:22 left of the first half. Davis bounces for Gilmore, left of the circle. A handoff to Klesman. Is it for Wall, now to Asijan, off the screen. Connor top of the circle, a pass for Gilmore. He'll leave it for Klesman. Max left of the wheel with 12 of the shot clock. Klesman now turns the corner, baseline left, drives, pass deflected. Davis gathers, long three in the air, right side, off the rim, no good. Klesman runs down the rebound, but threw it away to Braden Carrington in there for Minnesota. Carrington, a freshman out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Now Cooper throws to Garcia, top of the circle. Inside feed, they wanted Payne. He got tied up by Gilmore. And Carter Gilmore picks up two quick fouls.
It's an example of how strong Payne is, how he's able to ward off Gilmore, who was trying to front him in the paint.
Steven Crowell will check in for Wisconsin. Kamari McGee as well. Gilmore and Asijan will sit down. 12:49 left in the half, 15-12 Wisconsin. Talon Cooper, baseline right, will inbound. With McGee in his face, Cooper floats it into Payne, right wing. He's with Crowell. Payne faces up, now starts to back on Crowell, darts it out the Battle, long three straight away is in and out, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 12:38 left in the half, 15-12 the Badgers. McGee leads it for Max Klesman, throwing to Jordan Davis between the circles. Bounce pass to Crowell. Crowell right of the wheel. He's with Payne. One dribble. Crowell kills the dribble. Darts it to Wall. Turns it to Klesman now. 13 on the shot clock. Max tries a three. Left of the circle. No good. Long rebound. Davis for Wisconsin left corner. And a reset for the Badgers. Crowell top of the arc. The Eagan, Minnesota native. Hands off to Tyler Wall. Wall on the right wing, 10 to shoot. Wall for McGee, top of the arc, turns to Davis at the left point. 5 to shoot, Davis against Carrington. 4 to shoot, Davis backing, left lane line, fades, flips. Back rim no good. Long rebound for Rel Payne of Minnesota. 11:53 left in the half, 15-12 Wisconsin. And Talon Cooper sets the table for Minnesota. Cooper against McGee, left of the wheel, throws the Battle top of the circle. Battle checked by Klesman. Now back to Cooper, left point. He'll toss to Battle. Turns it to Carrington to the right wing. Payne the screen. And he got caught up in the air and then came down with it as the Badgers were hedging. And Carrington guilty of the turnover. As we have the under 12 media timeout. Get your big win at Ho Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. Badger basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:33 left in the first half. Wisconsin 15, Minnesota 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Let's get a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Earlier today, Penn State beat Maryland 65-64. It was Nebraska over Iowa 81-77. Purdue held off Illinois 76-71. Indiana in overtime took down Michigan 75-73. Early on in Piscataway, Rutgers leads Northwestern 10-5. If Northwestern wins, it's a 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. If it loses, it's the number 9 seed. Balance, baby. 11:33 left in the first half here in Minneapolis. Wisconsin 15, Minnesota 12.
A lot of times freshmen will shrink on the road in this. Heck, teams have been doing all year, full teams. But Connor Asijan has been impressive in that regard, Matt. He's averaging 14 points away from the Kohl Center in road neutral sites.
Yeah, shoots better on the road. He's just been one of those guys. He's inserted him in the starting lineup on, January 17th, the home game against Penn State. So the Badgers' bench production went down, but they needed the offense, obviously. And Connor, 12 points a game. Sam Oakey is a freshman in the 95-96 season, averaged a shade better than 13 a game. And Happ, Devin Harris were around that dozen. Connor Asijan at 12 a game coming in. Badgers with the ball right now. Klesman, left wing, goes into Wall. We'll make that to Crowell. Now it's Isaac Lindsay in the game. Klesman floats it into Crowell. Mid post left, turns left shoulder, up right hand, good. Steven Crowell with 8, and it's 17-12 Wisconsin. 11:07 left in the first half. Kamari McGee, Isaac Lindsay out there for Wisconsin. Klesman, Wall, and Crowell. With the ball is Braden Carrington against Lindsay. It goes inside to Payne. Low on the right, throws it up and in, and one. Able to create some space with Wall, and then Tyler guilty of the foul. And Payne with an and one for Minnesota.
That was an easy catch on the bounce pass, and then he just used his muscle to get enough separation on Tyler Wall to finish off the glass.
And then Wall got him on the arm. Payne, a 48% foul shooter. He has 3 double-doubles this season as Payne, but 2 of them coming in the last 5 games, 15-10 against Rutgers. Free throw is good for Payne, and that's a 3-point play. 17-15 Wisconsin with 10:50 left of the first half. Mentioned Isaac Lindsay in the game. He provided a lift for the Badgers, 8 points off the bench against Purdue. With the ball is McGee on the left wing. Kamari bounces to Crowell, left of the lane. Payne defending, single coverage. Backing is Crowell, mid post left, still backing. Left shoulder turn, one pump, pivots, goes up right hand, missed it, but a foul. Good patience from Stephen Crowell as Pharrell Payne called for the foul. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Stephen Crowell at the free throw line. First attempt is in the air, and it's no good. Crowell 58% from the line this season. The Badgers on the road as a team just 63% at the free throw line. Second attempt for Stephen Crowell is good. So a split for the 7-footer. He has 9 now, does Crowell. 18-15 Wisconsin, 10:28 left in the half. Jalon Cooper to the front court. He'll throw to Battle, high on the left, feeds Payne, left of the circle. Inside feed to no one. Wanted Garcia, they misconnect. The pass goes out of bounds. Turnover Gophers, a Asijan back in for Wisconsin, replacing Isaac Lindsay.
The last offensive possession for Wisconsin was the first time the Gophers hinted at doubling Crowell in the paint or even digging down on him.
We're teasing a little bit, right, with Dawson Garcia. With the ball is Klesmet, outside right. High screen Crowell. Klesmet throws to Crowell. Single coverage Payne right now. Crowell finds a cutting at Asijan. Low on the right. Missed the chippy. Put back attempt. No, it's coming the other way. Here comes Cooper. Left side of the front court for Minnesota. Working off a couple of screens. Cooper picked up the dribble. He'll throw to Carrington. He's with McGee. Carrington leaves it for Garcia. Left of the lane. Now to Cooper. Tries a three. Right side. Off the rim. Short. Rebound. Tap to Crowell for Wisconsin. 9:43 left in the half. 3-point lead Wisconsin at 18-15. McGee right point. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. Leaves it for Klesmet at the top of the ring. Klesmet turns it to Asijan. Left point. Into Crowell. Left of the lane. He's with Payne. One-on-one just off the left block. Knocked away, and it'll go out of bounds to Wisconsin with 12 on the shot clock.
You can tell Cooper's paying a little bit more attention to Crowell now if he can get in position to maybe dig down on him.
Klesmet sideline left will inbound. 12 to shoot. 9:25 left in the half. 18-15 Wisconsin. Klesmet throws the wall, top of the arc. Tyler puts it on the floor, kicks it to McGee. Left corner three in the air is an air ball. Knocked out of bounds, last touch by Carrington.